The basic epidemiology of coronary artery disease revolves around the Framingham Heart Trial, helping us understand the more common risk factors for this disease. The leading risk factors include cigarette smoking, family history of premature artery disease, that is stroke or heart attack, usually under 45 to 55, in an immediate family member, previous heart attack or stroke, evidence that there, in fact, the disease has already manifested itself and now the patient is clearly at high risk for a recurrence. High cholesterol, particularly if it's a high LDL cholesterol, the so-called bad cholesterol, or the presence of a low HDL or good cholesterol, the high-density lipoprotein. We also now understand that other factors such as triglycerides, which are in fact manufactured in the body from carbohydrates and fats, increase cardiac risk, as well as the particle size of the LDL, that is whether these so-called bad cholesterol particles are large or small. Finally, there are other cofactors such as lipoprotein little a, and other factors that are being identified that are blood markers for the risk of increasing plaque. Other coronary risk factors include diabetes mellitus, particularly those who are affected with type 1 or insulin requiring and those who are younger at onset, high blood pressure or hypertension, which can develop at any age, and obesity, particularly obesity as it amplifies the risk factors of other issues that we've mentioned above. A particular concern is the fact that obesity is now present in the majority of Americans and that it's increasing rapidly in childhood. And in follow-up to that, we're now seeing more childhood diabetes. And I think we have to be concerned that lifestyle, particularly a sedentary lifestyle, is an increased risk factor. And this has now been added to the list of risk factors by the American Heart Association.